The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod.
November 19th.
It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Looking real good. 63 feet coming down at 3. 50 feet coming down. Watch for the dust. Up 46.
Low level.
42 feet coming down at 3. Coming down at 2. Okay. There's the clock. 42 feet coming down at 2. 40 coming down at 2. Looking good. Watch the left. 31, 32, 30 feet. Coming down at 2 feet. You got plenty of gas. Plenty of gas, dude. Hang in there.
30 seconds.
18 feet coming down at 2. He's got it made. Come on in there. 24 feet. Contact light.
Roger. Copy contact.
Clock. Pro. Yeah, pro. Okay. Inform off. Okay. I'll cycle these valves. You got your spinning command override off.
Yep.
Okie dokie. I'll cycle the main shutoff valve.
Okay.
Spot seat closed. We get both brakes closed, dude. The brakes are closed.
Good landing.
Hey, outstanding, man.
On this day in 1969, there were more footprints on the moon with the arrival of Apollo 12. Astronauts Pete Conrad and Dick Gordon were the third and fourth men to walk on the lunar surface.
You're coming straight out, and as further you bend over, the better. All right, move to your right.
Two.
Atta boy. Now. That's a get your knees down. Atta boy.
Okay, three.
Good shape.
Yeah, pull the hatch closed here.
Okay.
Don't lock it.
Hey, you're right at the edge of the port.
While they were there, they gathered some parts from a robotic visitor who beat them to it by 2 years, Surveyor 3.
What color was this one? Houston white? What started out?
Stand by on that.
Yeah, it looks a light tan now. Yeah, this crater isn't as steep as we thought, Pete.
I better be careful. I'm going to get dust on it.
Yeah.
Well, the equipment bays were white on the side, and the scoop itself was a light blue.
Well, it's kind of a... Well, we'll get down there and get close inspection. What was the general color of all the structures? For example, all the struts and the like.
That's all white. The equipment bays and the primary structure is all painted with a white paint.
Very good tan. I'm going to have to look at it more closely.
No, that's what happened.
It changed color, huh?
Sure has.
Let's cut that paint brown.
Got it. Okay, whip around the other side of that. Let's get that camera.
All right.
Wait, you've got to open your bag.
Stop.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, then.
I don't know about it. Okay, two more tubes on a TV camera and that baby's yours.
In 1996, Space Shuttle Columbia blasted off on an 18-day mission. Columbia returned to space exactly a year later in 1997, where a satellite retrieval mission turned risky, resulting in a 7-hour spacewalk for two of the astronauts.
Okay, let's hold right here. Let's stop right here. Okay. Well, if you're ready, we'll do our thing.
Okay, I'm free drift. You gotta go.
Okay, the cow. Yes. Now, one more time. Can you reach the scope?
Yes, I can reach it.
Okay. On my signal, the 10 and the CCS target.
Okay.
And as I understand it, you're going to grab the scope. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to give you a standby capture. That's what I will say.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Standby capture.
Okay.
Now I've got my in.
I got my in.
Okay, now that we've got it, Mr. Doy,
yes,
let's decide what we're going to do with it. You hold on to your canister.
Yes.
Let's roll the Spartan right so that it's level in the bay and I can reach my canister. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that very, very slowly now.
In 1999, China sent an unmanned vehicle into space, testing it for future manned flight, Shenzhou 1. Born on this day in 1924, actor William Russell, who played one of the original Doctor Who companions, Ian Chesterton.
But it was just a telephone box.
Perhaps.
But it was a police telephone box. I walked all around it. Barbara, you saw me.
You don't deserve any explanations. You pushed your way in here, uninvited and unwelcome.
I think we ought to leave.
Now, just a minute. I know this is absurd.
Dear, this is very
unfair. I walked all around it.
It stopped again, you know, and I've tried... Oh, you wouldn't understand, of course.
But I want to understand.
Yes.
It's an illusion. It must be.
What is he talking about now?
What are you doing here?
You don't understand, so you find excuses. Illusions, indeed.
Let me get this straight. A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard, it can move anywhere in time and space?
Yes.
Quite so.
But that's ridiculous.
Actor Nigel Bennett, who appeared in Lex and Forever Night, was born in 1949.
So, Zev, have you come for another kiss? You seemed to enjoy it last time.
Which time? Before you died or after you died or when you came back as Kai?
Oh, I don't know any of them. All of them. Whatever.
We have come to find Stanley Tweedle.
He's dead.
How do you know that?
We have recovered his body. It is fully functional. But he is not alive.
He is not alive because he is dead.
We have learned that these two planets seem to be a type of repository for the part of a human which is its life essence, outside of the physical body.
That's very good.
And we think that Stanley's life essence is here, and we want it back.
Very good again. Stanley's life essence is here, but you can't have it back.
Why not?
Because I have it.
Well, then give it to us.
No.
Kai?
I have lived and died many times. The physical threat has no meaning to me.
Robert Beltran, Star Trek Voyager's Commander Chakotay, was born in 1953.
Chakotay to Kazon vessel, I've established a direct weapons lock on your engine core. This is my final warning. If you don't stand down, I will destroy your ship.
All right. If that's the way you want to play it.
Deep Space Nine's Dax, Terry Farrell, was born in 1963.
Thank you all for coming.
No problem.
I'll get right to the point. You are the seven people on this station that I feel closest to. And I want you all to be a part of my Gentara. The Gentara is a ritual where joined Trills get a chance to actually meet their previous hosts.
Meet them? How?
That's where you come in. If you don't mind, I'd like to borrow your bodies for a few hours.
Born in 1965, actor Douglas Henshaw, star of Primeval.
It's a reptile. 5 or 6 tons at least. Large supratemporal bosses. Huge osteoderms on its back. It must be some kind of an apsid.
A tortoise. Stay in his field of vision. You're making him nervous.
I was right. There was a dinosaur in that warehouse.
Naoko Mori, who played Toshiko Sato on Torchwood, was born in 1971.
Well, Torchwood's pretty much 24-7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
But you were conscripted. I mean, it's your choice, right?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
And in 1990, it was Wesley Crusher's final mission on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Report thruster module blue. Enterprise, emergency. Do you read? Pentara Station, come in.
Communications gone.
Is your navigational system functioning?
Negative. Switching to manual. 50 million kilometers to Pentara's 5. We may have to put down somewhere else.
Mr. Crusher,
Scan for a Class M environment.
Aye, sir.
I'm gonna have to throttle back on the main impulse engines.
Sir, one of the moons around Pentaurus 3, it registers as Class M, barely. The mean surface temperature is 55 degrees Celsius.
Life forms indicated.
Negative. But scanning is limited. There's a very strong magnetic field around the surface.
We don't have a choice. Hull temperature 700 degrees.
Beginning braking maneuver.
We're below Mark 1. Bypass the thrusters now.
Brace yourself for impact.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Available now is the Best of Classic Gaming Expo 2003 on two DVDs, including the only CGE appearance by the founder of Atari, Nolan Bushnell, as well as hosts and contestants from the game show Starcade and the minds behind some of Atari's most famous arcade games. You can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in thelogbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Everything about the moon landing during the night was spectacularly successful, except that the color television camera, which allowed us to watch the astronauts, stopped working after a very short time.